RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Eugenio Suarez didn't sign with anybody, did he, intern Dom?
As far as I know, no.
That's not a good enough answer. Can you look it up? He keeps giving me the thumbs up on live radio. The Pirates right now deserve our praise. And I can't remember when the last time I have said that sentence. The Pirates deserve our praise. They've gone out and signed two all-stars in a matter of, what, 6 days between Brandon Lau and Ryan O'Hearn? And, you know, you could say maybe for O'Hearn, was it an outlier season? I don't know. He's been pretty consistent over the last 3 years or so. You know what I mean? Those two combined hit 48 home runs. Do you know a percentage of the Pirate home runs they hit?
Tell me.
Over 40%. The Pirates had 117 home runs last year. And that was by far the worst in Major League Baseball. By far. Like the Cardinals were the next team up. And they were 31 home runs ahead of the Pirates. It wasn't even close. And for the Pirates to go out and trade for one bat was, you know, okay, good. It's just the cost of doing business. Finally, you do something. But then to back up Brandon Lau with another signing of O'Hearn, that really opens my eyes, intern Dom. And if you combine those two with a third baseman, well, then we're talking. Then your offseason's complete. And it could be the all-star slugger from, or the free agent slugger from Japan, whose name escapes me at the moment. Or it could be Suarez. And wouldn't that be something? And I keep reading, you know, things that, you know, minimizing what that signing would mean. Oh, this, not a great this, not a great that, high strikeout. I don't give a damn. He hit 49 home runs. That's more than O'Hearn and Lau combined. That would have been almost half of the Pirates' total from last year. It would have been like 44% of the Pirates' total. Kazuma Okamoto is the name of the Japanese third baseman, and he would be a prize as well. So I'm of a mind to praise the Pirates. They deserve it. Hold on a second. Can you talk while I cough?
Yeah, please. No, I am with you in lockstep. I said a couple weeks ago over Thanksgiving when all the big insiders...
That would have been better phrased, I'm in lockstep with you, but go ahead.
Well, how did I phrase it?
I'm with you in lockstep. That's an extra word and also awkward phrasing.
Well, I'm in lockstep with you. I remember when all the big national insiders, Jeff Passan and Ken Rosenthal and John Heyman and everybody was saying that the Pirates are going to be in on people.
Well, let's not go too far here. They weren't in on the biggest fish of all.
That's a complete lie. What are you talking about? Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah, you think they thought they would get him?
They outspent the Phillies on him. So,
you think they,
yeah.
What do you mean they outspent the Phillies
on him? They offered Schwarber more money per year than the Phillies. And not just the Phillies, but everybody else who gave Schwarber an offer. That is a fact.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
Who reported that?
Everybody reported it. Now, the Phillies offered more total money.
Right.
But per year, Pirates were number one. That's a fact. So they were in on
him. I would have to see that. Exactly what their offer purportedly was, because I heard everything from Tom Verducci saying they were willing to go past $150 million to other people saying it was slightly above $100 million.
From everything I read, and I can find it, the Pirates offered Schwarber more money per year. Now, they didn't get him, but regardless, they were in on him.
Yeah.
And then they go and trade for Brandon Lau. They sign Ryan O'Hearn, and they're probably not done. So everybody who was being hyper-negative about the Pirates going into the offseason
was right to be hyper negative. Now keep going.
And anybody who continues to be negative is in the wrong, because the Pirates, who have never deserved the benefit of the doubt,
right,
just gave everybody the middle finger and had an unbelievable offseason.
No, they
so
don't
far.
They don't get to do that.
That's what they've done.
Well, just rising to the cost of being a Major League Baseball team and doing things that make sense, you don't get to say I told you so.
So far they've had as good of an offseason as anybody.
And that's good. It's about time. And I would agree that on this day, they do deserve praise. Absolutely. And I like this. I want this to happen. The same with the Steelers. I want them to have success. I'm glad it's happening. So by mid-June, their lineup could, let's say they sign Suarez just for craps and giggles here, okay? By mid-June, this could be your Pirate lineup. Are you ready for this, intern Dom?
Yes.
Connor Griffin leading off at shortstop. Ryan O'Hearn batting second at DH. Brandon Lau batting third at second. Eugenio Suarez batting fourth. And I love the name. First and last name, I might add. Batting cleanup at third base. Brian Reynolds in right field batting fifth. Spencer Horwitz batting sixth. He actually wound up having a decent year. And then a pressure-free O'Neill Cruz batting seventh in center field.
Think about that.
Would that be your configuration? Let's say they get Suarez. How would you put them in the order?
Yeah, I like how you did it. Griffin leading off, yes. Brandon Lau you had in the three spot, yes.
Yep.
I agree. And by the
way, O'Hearn, who's a high on-base guy, by the way, I'd have him batting second. He had a higher on-base percentage, I might add. He was 14th in all of baseball in on-base percentage, ahead of the likes of Bryce Harper, Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor. I could keep going. 14th in the game. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, I was going to say that's
Brandon Lau is coming off a year. 31 home runs and slugged at a better rate, .477. Than the likes of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Kyle Tucker, who's going to get billions of dollars, and Manny Machado. This dude had a better slug percentage than those guys, and PNC Park is built for him. Sorry I interrupted you. Please continue.
No worries. That's just the lineup. You're talking about
expect Brian Reynolds to return to his normal numbers. He had an outlier bad year last year, 16 homers, 720 OPS. And he had an outlier great year in 21 with the 9 whatever it was OPS. He's going to be right back to where he normally is, right? About a 790 OPS, 25 home runs. Do you agree?
I do.
Sorry I interrupted you. Please continue.
No worries, man. You're talking about how great the lineup is, but consider on the other side just how great the rotation could be.
I didn't say great for the lineup. It's going to be much improved and fun to watch. I don't know if that's a great lineup, but it's pretty good.
Sure. Much better than what they've had the last however many years. The rotation could be great. And when you add everything up, don't love the manager, but other than that, you got a team that they could be contending in August.
Did we just get a low-key horrible hot take from Dom?
No, you don't
love the manager. I mean,
no.
I don't even know about them. What do you mean no? You just said it.
Don Kelly? Yeah, I'm saying
yes, he's the manager.
I know that. I'm saying I thought they could have done a little bit better, but...
Well, let's talk about that. Please, the floor is yours, intern Dom.
No, listen. Right now, this team, it feels like they're starting to kind of enter a win-now mode, considering that their best player by far, Paul Skenes, Who knows how much longer he is going to be here? And now they've made moves this offseason that make it seem like they think they can be contenders late in the summer.
We don't need the word salad. Get to the point.
It's not word salad. I'm saying they could have found a better manager. Don Kelly did not impress me last year.
There you go. That's all you needed to say.
You could have had a sexier name.
Like who?
I don't know. They should have gotten Terry Francona when he was available. And by the way, if they had gotten Terry Francona, I'd be saying this team's making the playoffs. But they didn't. They stuck with Derek Shelton.
I think they might, actually. I think they might make the playoffs this year. They need to add that third baseman.
Low-key hot take right there from you, Joe.
No, I think a lot of people are thinking that. They've legitimately gone out and made themselves better. Good for them.
Sure, but they sucked last year. So better might not equate to playoffs, but I love the take from you. So you're telling me you're full on in on Don Kelly?
I mean, I don't think managers are all that important in baseball. I'll be honest with you. They're the least important of any sport. Do you agree with that?
Sure, sure. Hockey, I think it's somewhat close, but sure.
What do you mean? Hockey, you're literally matching lines the whole game. Who are you talking to now?
The next producer, Ty Polk, walked in.
Well, why is he walking in during the show?
To check the schedule. Back to the conversation.
Well, can he walk behind you and check the schedule? We're in the middle of a debate here.
I said hi to him, but back to the conversation here.
I don't even remember what my point was. What are we even talking
about? You said
about?
Managers in baseball are the least important of the head coaches.
Yes, and then I was about to make a very salient point when I looked in on you, who's supposed to be having a conversation with me on live radio on a very highly rated show, and you took the time to say hello and talk to somebody.
You said that hockey, you think it's way more important. I said I think it's close, but
no,
short line
minimized hockey. Hockey, you're literally affecting the game every second by who you throw over the boards, matchups, things like that. Every single second of the game.
Okay, if a baseball manager has the power to manage and isn't thrown analytics at in the whole dealio, then they're also very important with bullpen management and lineup management and in-game decisions. All coaches are important. That's why they should have gotten somebody better than Don Kelly.
What's wrong with Don Kelly?
Nothing's wrong with Don Kelly. I just thought they could have gotten a sexier name. We had Derek Shelton for 19 years.
Nobody could have won when Shelton was here.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, really? Sparky Anderson and Connie Mack combined. Connie Anderson. Lonnie Anderson, maybe, couldn't have won with the Pirates back then.
Well.
Nobody in history would have.
Sure, but he didn't help matters. The point being that I think everybody here was out on Derek Shelton, so why not try to get a big time name?
I think Don Kelly, if he was out on the open market, could have gotten a lot of different jobs myself.
Well, Derek Shelton got a job, so I guess if you could have gotten a job if Derek Shelton got another job.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit. Can I throw to Pony or Mueller for one of those ads they do? Sorry to interrupt your next conversation.
No, you're good.
Who are you talking to now?
The same guy, Joe, for God's
sake. Why is he there? That's my question. Why is he here talking to you?
Maybe he had something to say to me during the break. And yes, you can throw to Pony.
During the break being the key phrase. Could I throw to Mueller or Pony at the end of one of these like Donnie does?
Pony, please, yeah.
Not that this is the end of this. I just wanted to set that up. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. Oh, we get to do a hodgepodge of nothingness. A personal injury law firm where they always, this show has been pretty much a hodgepodge of nothingness, right?
Yeah, the past 3 hours.
This is exciting for me to get to do this, Donnie, Limits, Dom, for us to do this next, right?
The hodgepodge?
Yeah, are you going to press the thing where it says this is a hodgepodge of nothingness?
Yeah, would you like that?
Next segment.
Sure.
Yeah. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Edgar Snyder and Associates, I might add, is a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So we come around to this. Will they make another move? Do they need to make another move to have you be satisfied with their offseason? Yes or no?
Do they need to make another move for me to be satisfied? No, I'm pretty satisfied, frankly.
Who's your opening day third baseman?
Okay, well, then that needs to be addressed, but that wasn't your question. I'm
no,
saying everything that they've done, I feel...
was my question.
No, it wasn't. You said you feel satisfied. I said, yes, I do.
So you're satisfied with no third baseman?
I think they can get a third baseman. I also want Connor Griffin here on opening day.
Well, getting a third baseman implies you would do something more. For me, anyway, they need to make one more move to make this a success. They owe that to you. They owe that to us out here. They really do. It's been, you talk about a hodgepodge of nothingness. That was Dennis Eckersley talking about the Pirate lineup. And it's been a disaster. And as I wrote the other day at the Post-Gazette, in some ways, I would imagine them actually doing something this season may only fuel your rage from everything they didn't do last offseason when they completely wasted another year two of Skeens, and you don't know how many you're going to get. However, having said that, better late than never, they're doing something, so finish the job. Go get a third baseman. Go get Suarez. He's affordable. He's available. Hopefully he'll come here. They've apparently had meetings with this Kazuma Okamoto. I would be very intrigued by that. So unlike intern Dom, I would not be satisfied if this was it. Now he's on the phone and talking to somebody in person. What is happening?
I am not on the phone.
Oh, yeah. That was your headphones. My mistake.
Dear yeah. God.
I think Okamoto would be an answer, too.
Yeah, sure. But you're starting to get a little negative now. You're starting to pull a Caboli and a Josh Yowie, and you're getting a little negative.
Oh, that reminds me. You got into a Twitter fight with Yowie and who else?
It was Bob Smyzik.
You insulted Yowie and Smyzik. Well, what did Smyzik have to say?
I don't think he responded.
No,
he
what
knew
did
I was
Smyzik
right.
have to say about these free agents?
Well, he's starting to come around on the Pirates, but they were both just being so stupidly negative on Twitter, like for no reason. And so I just called him out. And
negative
I said,
when? Around these acquisitions?
Negative around the initial reports that the Pirates were in on somebody. Negative on the Pirates making an offer to Schwarber.
I was negative on that, too. I don't believe for a second they thought they were going to get Kyle Schwarber. It was all for show. But that doesn't matter anymore, really.
Okay, fair. But they were just being like overly negative, where
Bob
I thought it was
Smyzik,
just a bit.
The Pirates signing of Ryan O'Hearn is impressive. Maybe Nutting is serious about winning. Maybe. Good start. More yet to do, in particular third base. I'm on the same page as Smyzik, and I'm sitting right here before you, big boy.
No, but
go
I'm,
ahead, rip me.
No, I'm not ripping you. I'm saying if you go before then, Smyzik was being just stupidly negative. Before the Brandon Lowe trade. So then I tweeted, I wonder if...
Before the Brandon Lowe trade, everybody on Earth had a right to be completely negative about the Pirates past and present.
Okay, but for people to be negative about the Pirates being relevant and in the conversation, I thought was a little misguided.
And then what happened with Yowie?
Well, I tweeted out. I said, I wonder if Josh Yowie and Bob Smyzik think that the Pirates signing Brandon Lowe is a PR move or trading for him.
Well, I thought that the Schwarber thing was for PR too.
Okay, well then you know what? I can tie you into this also, I guess. But I know you and I like you, so I
wait a second. Bob and Yowie are both wonderfully nice men.
Well, from what I've been told, Yowie's not a fan of me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. Really, I happen to be, and sometimes I wonder why. There's something
Thank
about you.
You
I like.
Well, Yowie and I have never met.
I think if you met, you'd like each other. I really do. He's a wonderful man.
I like him, at least professionally. I think he's a
You've
great
never
writer.
Never met him.
I think he's an excellent writer.
Yeah, he is.
I just think sometimes he's overly negative about the Pirates and Steelers for no reason.
How can anybody be overly up until the Lowe signing, it was overly negative even achievable with the Pirates?
It was overly negative to be so down on Passan and Rosenthal saying they're in on free agents. I don't comprehend it still.
Well, then you're not comprehending things properly.
You can be negative that they haven't gotten people in the past, and you can be negative that they didn't end up getting Schwarber, but to be negative that they tried, misguided to me. Doesn't make sense.
Listen to this. You like Ken Rosenthal?
Big fan.
I'll get you and Yowie together at some point. You can break bread. Okay.
How about at that steak dinner that you owe me now?
Sure, we'll invite Yowie. Me, you, Bechtold, Donnie Football, and Yowie.
Great.
Have you heard that he doesn't like you?
Yes.
You would admit that some of your takes make you radioactive, right?
Sure, yeah.
You've insulted Bob.
I have not.
You called me a fraud today.
Well.
What was that?
Our producer coughing in the corner.
Oh. And now you don't like Yowie or Smyzik, and Smyzik is a Pittsburgh institution.
No, I never
You've gone after two institutions.
I never said I don't like them. I said I thought that they were just being a little ridiculous on Twitter.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah. Listen to this. Ken Rosenthal, they're talking about Okamoto here. He expects Okamoto to do better than the other Japanese free agent, Murakami, two-year, $34 million deal. He said, I think it might come from the Pirates or some other team that isn't necessarily on anyone's radar, much like the White Sox weren't. And they're the ones who signed Murakami. So Okamoto was out there. And man, would that be something? Wait a second. Oh my God. Will you stop talking to him? And man, talk to me? He's not on the air. We are. Listen to this. Steven Devereaux. Wait a minute. Dom went to Shaler High School. So did my son. And you dudes are both sports gurus for this. Getting the DeMarco Murray thing right. Do you have the tape of that?
Of the DeMarco Murray thing?
Can we play that next, how that all went down?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that next on... can I throw to Pony or Mueller here?
Sure, you can throw to Pony.
All right. How do they do that again? They do the ad, and then he goes right to... what does he say at the end of it?
He'll go, Donnie goes, fan headlines brought to you by Power Genesis, Morovo. For more, go to 97thefan.com, Pony.
That didn't sound so exciting when you did it. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Man, this isn't working. Here's Pony.
Hey, it's Andrew Filippone for the FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. Tomorrow is Christmas, but FanDuel has been ringing in the holiday season now all week long. They are giving everyone seven straight days of holiday rewards. We are in day six of that, and each one is waiting for you in the app to unwrap on FanDuel. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next. And tomorrow, the Christmas Day special, where you get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot better. I got a 25% profit boost on FanDuel. I will be using it on the Vikings, even with the quarterback injury to McCarthy. I think they can beat Detroit at home on Christmas, and I will be using it on Minnesota Moneyline. Head to FanDuel.com/Andrew to get in on the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the PM, guys, except it's not. Pony and Mueller will be back Monday, I presume. Perhaps I'm presuming too much. Maybe I just lied. What day is this? Friday. I don't know if they're going to be back on Monday. I'm not even going to be back on Monday for my show. So I don't even know why I said that. But I'm here today. It's been the Starkey and the Intern Dom show.
It says Pony and Mueller are back on Monday.
Okay. Then they're back on Monday. How are people reacting to this? Texters, YouTubers, do they like this combo, me and you?
95% of them love it. The 5% that don't just hate me, so how it normally goes.
That makes sense. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy with a chance of rain, low of 46. Tomorrow, cloudy all day with a high of Troy Polamalu, 43. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. So I've long aspired to this, and I would think anybody in this business would, to participate in the hodgepodge of nothingness.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
This is great stuff. I listen to this probably 2-3 times a week. I'm in my car listening to this. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com. We have the music. You're going to periodically tap in with Dennis Eckersley, and we go, don't we, Dom? You start us off.
It's exactly how it works.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
So there is a scenario out there, Mr. Joe Starkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long shot scenario, but it's one that's out there, where if the Chargers win their division,
yeah,
and if the Rams win their division, and then those two teams go on to win multiple playoff games, or I guess it'd be one playoff game regardless, they will both have a home conference championship game on the same day in the same building.
Great day to play too.
And that would be the biggest logistical nightmare for the NFL. And I have to tell you, it is the outcome I am most rooting for.
What's the logistical nightmare? You clean out and you bring it back in.
They play in the same stadium.
Yeah.
And they would have back-to-back games.
Oh, yeah, I can see that now. Parking and everything.
Right. You would have to get two completely different crowds in.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you'd have to change. I don't know how they would do it. They would have to play it on two separate days, which I'm sure they don't want to do. Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Why can't you just tell one crowd they have to be gone by a certain time and then bring in the other?
But they normally play these games back-to-back.
Well, give it a few hours, Dom.
That's going to take a long time to get 100,000 people out and then 100,000 new people in.
I don't care.
That would be excellent. That'd be great.
Can I go?
Sure.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Speaking of LA, JJ Redick shredded the Lakers, and I just enjoyed the tone of this, and I can't imagine what their practice is going to be like tomorrow. Can we hear him?
We've been a good basketball team. When we haven't, we're a terrible basketball team. And tonight we were a terrible basketball team, and that started legitimately right away. We don't care enough to, like, do the things that are necessary. We don't care enough to be a professional.
Why did you cut it off?
That was the meat of the video or of the audio.
I set it up for about Saturday's practice and how he's identified who's the problem.
Oh, you wanted the whole thing? I only.
Yeah, that's why I sent it to you.
Well, I played the first 15 seconds. I thought that was the most important thing you wanted.
No, it was actually the least important thing I wanted. I wanted the part where he was calling guys out individually. I guess it's too late for that. Your turn. Unbelievable.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Joe, do you do a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas
fake.
Tree?
Been doing it for 20 years.
I think the real Christmas tree, like the tradition of getting a real Christmas tree,
yeah,
is going to be extinct in the next 50 years. I don't know anybody that does it anymore.
I know lots of people who do it. What are you talking about?
Nobody that I know still has a real Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Friends, family, it's all fake.
Why? Well, I guess for us, it's convenience and not having needles on the floor.
Yeah, the real tree is just much more convenient. Or the fake tree, excuse me, is much more convenient. You don't have the needles everywhere. You don't have to water it. You don't have to cut it down and deal with sap. I think the fake tree is the way to go.
Now you're getting me to think of my childhood, though, and we did have a real tree, and we used to go out with my dad and pick it out. That was a ritual. And if what you're saying is true, it kind of makes me sad, Dom.
I want to play the full J.J. Redick audio.
It doesn't matter now. That moment has passed. Now it's just redundant. Well, yeah, play it, actually.
No, you want me to play it?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
We've been a good basketball team. When we haven't, we're a terrible basketball team. And tonight we were a terrible basketball team. And that started legitimately right away. We don't care enough to, like, do the things that are necessary. We don't care enough to be a professional. It's, you know, we had it. It can change like that. We don't have it right now. What I said the other night, it's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are.
Ooh.
And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
53 more games. I would bet that neither LeBron nor Bronny James are going to get called out here. Would you agree with that?
They're not getting mentioned once.
What's next on your agenda here? This is really fun, by the way. The hodgepodge.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Yes,
it's
it
great,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. I wish we could do it. Go ahead.
On your show?
Yes.
Just do it. Why not?
Can you please do your thing?
So Joel Klatt said this the other day, and it's an opinion that I have had for years.
Who's that?
The Fox college football analyst.
You assume everybody knows who Joel Klatt is?
Yes.
I could walk outside, if there were traffic right now, and go up to 100 cars in a row and say, knock on the window and say, excuse me, you might think this is strange, but I'm doing a poll right now. Who is Joel Klatt? And maybe 30% give me the correct answer.
No, you're wrong about that. He calls the big noon games every Saturday.
I don't care.
He has 20 million people listening to him every Saturday. I would hope that people listening to us right now would know who he is.
What's your point?
So it's an opinion I've had for years. He echoed it a couple days ago, so it's worth bringing up again. The Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
I'm familiar.
You're familiar with that?
Yes.
That should be the site of the national championship every year on New Year's Day.
Now you're talking. Yeah.
It is a shame that it's not. It's a shame that it's wasted on a second round playoff game, which is going to be a good game. But that is, I think it's the best sporting event of the year. College football should take complete advantage of it and make it the home of their biggest game of the season.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think that's an incredible take by you, and I'm darn proud of you. Who's coming in after us?
It's best of after us.
Oh, then we can just go late.
Great.
Can you play the other clip I gave you? This is Rosenthal talking about...
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
The Japanese free agent, I think it's Okamoto, I believe, the third baseman, and how the Pirates just might wind up with him. The other Japanese free agent slugger wound up, surprisingly, with the White Sox. So nobody thought that was going to happen. Let's hear from Rosenthal and who he thinks is in on Okamoto.
I do think it might come from the Pirates or some other team that is not necessarily on anyone's radar, much like the White Sox weren't. We've heard about the Pirates' interest really from the start of the offseason. I don't know if they're going to ultimately land him. He might be like all of the domestic free agents who think, well, if I have a better option, why would I want to go to Pittsburgh? But Pittsburgh is a little bit more enticing after the two trades they've made.
How about that?
Pittsburgh is enticing.
I didn't like the way he said Pittsburgh the first time around. I was highly insulted by that.
He was a little negative there.
Yeah.
But he turned it around and said Pittsburgh's enticing for free agents.
Yeah. Do you like Rosenthal? Who's the best national baseball writer?
Oh, Jeff Passan by 2 miles.
I agree. I like him a lot.
In fact, I think he might be the best insider across sports.
Better than Schefter?
Yeah. Passan's funny.
Neither one could match Woj from the NBA, but now he's St. Bonaventure's GM.
Nah, Woj was... He had like a whole thing with LeBron where he hated LeBron for a while when he wrote for Yahoo Sports, which I didn't think was, you know, kind of turned me off to Woj. The whole Woj bomb thing, I'm like, eh.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
My favorite Christmas cookie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of the thumbprint.
The Hershey Kiss and the peanut butter thing?
No, it's like a sugar cookie with just icing on top.
Oh my God, I love those things.
With the sprinkles around the edges.
So I got to almost under 200 pounds in the last 3 days. I've gained 6 pounds. And so I made another resolution today. No more. I've overindulged. Christmas cookies are my weakness, and I got to get back on track. In fact,
right.
I might go do a workout right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've definitely eaten too much, and I've definitely gained some pounds, so that's going to have to change in the new year.
Thank you, Dom.
Nothingness.
Would you like another one?
Yeah, give me the from you?
Yeah, I thought we were just like bouncing back and forth here.
This
is
a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Go. Right.
So go I brought ahead. This up on the early morning show on a couple of days ago, and I'm glad that I have someone here to talk about this with.
Yeah.
Because I thought this was one of the most important stories that we have in our city right now when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
And nobody's talked about it.
Please talk about
Nobody.
It.
Nobody. On Twitter, on the air, no one's talked about it. So speaking of Josh Yoey, he put out a story last week just kind of hitting on different Penguins notes.
Yeah.
He talked about Letang, he talked about Sid, Jari, whatever. Well, buried at the end of this story that he put out was a little blurb that said the city of Pittsburgh, let me rephrase that, that said the Penguins are, his words, quote, quietly seething at the city of Pittsburgh, end quote. Josh Yoey in The Athletic wrote this. Now, why are they seething at the city of Pittsburgh? Two reasons. One, they're mad about the construction around the arena, and particularly in the winter weather when roads are bad, city does a bad job of plowing the streets.
Yeah.
So team's not thrilled that they're making it difficult for people to get to and from games. Second reason, which I mean, I think this is major. Yoey writes that the Penguins are pissed off at the city of Pittsburgh right now because when PPG Paints Arena opened in 2010, Consol Energy Center was its former name, it appears that the Penguins were told by Pittsburgh and were under the impression that the area around PPG Paints Arena would be built up with restaurants and bars and whatever else. And if you've been around PPG Paints Arena the past 15 years, that has not happened. And then they look at what the Steelers have and the Pirates have with the North Shore. And the Penguins right now are not thrilled that they've been, it seems like, I don't know, lied to, or they were under the impression that they were going to get help from Pittsburgh to make their games more of a destination. And they haven't been. And I think this is a major story and no one's talking about it.
I don't. What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, no, don't do that.
No, the show's over.
You don't think it's a big deal that one of our teams is mad at the city?
No.
No, it's cool. Yeah. New owners, team sucks, but hey, they can be mad at Pittsburgh. Who cares? You're saying it's a nothing burger? Come on. You're better than that.
Josh obviously thought, so he put it in at the end of his story. And now, what's your New Year's resolution?
to produce for a host who doesn't undermine my takes.
Mine is to do a show for a producer who doesn't call me a fraud multiple times on my own show.
Well, you're a fraud with one take. Everything else, you're normally spot on.
Thank you, Dom, and Happy New Year.
You as well, Joe.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.